Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, Jeff, and welcome to Pittsburgh, and thank you for speaking with us. What qualities in a defense partner do you feel like allow you to be most effective? And is there anybody you've worked with during your career that you meshed with particularly well?
I think a guy that's more on the defensive-minded side of things is somebody that I've had most success with in my career. I look back at the latest with Edmondson, and before that I was Jordy Benn and Alexi Emlin. So those are guys that can bring some offense but are very strong on the defensive side of the puck. So those are the guys that come to mind that I felt most comfortable with in my career. And, you know, I do like to skate the puck, like to get up in the play. So, just knowing that there's a strong defensive, partner with me is, you know, something that, I guess gives me a little bit of comfort.
Taylor Haas.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Pittsburgh. Just could you walk us through how yesterday went for you? What were you doing when you found out about the trade? Who told you, and what was your immediate reaction?
I was actually downstairs, playing with two of my boys, and, my phone was in the other room, and, I had a missed call from the Canadiens GM, and I was like, okay, something's up. And then as I was picking up my phone, my agent called, and he had told me, and, that everything was done, and that it was it hadn't been announced yet. And so I went up and told my wife and the kids, and, you know, everybody was, extremely happy and, you know, happy to be joining the Penguins.
Seth Rohrbaugh.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Pittsburgh. I watched your exit interview, your end of season interview with Montreal in the spring here. And you talked about, you know, the trade requests and, you know, wanting to be closer to family and some of the, I guess, logistical issues getting back and forth to Canada on that front. What were the past 2 years like in that regard? And just how much of a relief is it to be stateside, particularly fairly close to Michigan here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. You know, Pittsburgh is a little over 4 hour drive from our house in Michigan. So, you know, that is that's nice. You know, being able to just, you know, hop in the car on a Friday night and be home at a reasonable hour. So that's nice. The ability to go back and forth, and, you know, the past couple of years with COVID hasn't been easy on anybody, but, you know, living in Canada, far away from my family, and my wife's family's from Houston, so even farther from them, it was very difficult for them to come up and to help with the boys and to come see us. So, you know, it had its, negative effects, but at the same time, there was a lot of great things that we really enjoyed. So, but it is nice now that's all in the past, and that we're closer to home, and we can all be together again.
Rob Rossi.
Jeff, I was wondering if Pittsburgh was sort of a place you thought you might end up when you made the trade request, and when you've looked at the Penguins in the past with Mike Sullivan's system, did you kind of think that would be a system or that'd be a coach that would suit your skills?
You know what? To be honest, I didn't really know, where I was going to end up. And then, my agent said, Pittsburgh's, showing a lot of interest, and it seemed like everybody was always saying Detroit, Dallas, and a handful of other teams, and Pittsburgh wasn't talked about. And, but when my agent mentioned it to me, my eyes, kind of got big, because, you look at what they've done in the past and the roster that they have. And, just with talking with some people yesterday, it's a great organization, a great, great team, and their want and, to win is, it's very apparent. And that's the most exciting thing for me is to be on a team that's ready and, eager to win.
Mike DeFabo.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome to Pittsburgh. Thanks for doing this. I was curious, just more from like an X's and O's or a tactical standpoint, how much do you know about the Penguins, and how do you feel like your playing style might fit into what they like to do?
I don't know a ton with the 2 years ago only playing, our Canadian division, so missed out on a year playing against them. And then, this past year playing them, I think maybe two or three times. So it's something that I'm going to definitely, do my research. And I had a good chat with Todd, yesterday. And, he said, in the next, 10, 14 days, we'll get on the line again and start just talking about a few things, just to get more, acquainted with him as a coach and the systems and that kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to stepping in. And like I said, you look at that roster that the team has, I'm excited to play, with the caliber of players that make up that lineup.
We'll take three more. Richard LeBay.
Yeah. Jeff, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you about, you touched just briefly on the last couple of years here in Montreal, but was it, you mentioned about your family, but on the hockey side of things, was there a gap now between you and management and the way they saw you and what they wanted you to do? Did you feel that hockey-wise things were not working anymore with the Canadians?
I don't think their role or their views of me and their role that they thought I fit was an issue. I had my struggles on and off the ice last year. So I think that played a big part into that. And then, obviously, the second half of the year, started to find my game again, which was, something that I put a lot of work in, and I was, happy that that came around. And, it was a good way to end the year to build off of, to be ready for next year. So I don't think, the hockey or the management's role or anything, what they thought of me had changed.
Michelle Cracchiolo.
Hey, Jeff, welcome. You kind of touched on this a bit, but I mean, just you've been playing against Sid, Gino, Tanger for years. I mean, just how does it feel to know you're going to be on the same side as those guys? And have you heard from Sid so far?
Yeah, you know, I've heard from a handful of the guys, and Sid was one of the first to text me to welcome me to the team, and said, you know, don't hesitate to reach out if you need help with anything. So, you know, that was nice to get the messages from him and Letang and a handful of others. So, you know, I had a lot of text messages yesterday, and a lot, the common one was, now you're playing with those guys. You don't have to defend them. And that's exciting, because we all know that the caliber of players that they are, you know, it's exciting to be able to play with them and not have to defend them, you know, game in and game out.
Sorry, two more. Wes Crosby.
Hey, Jeff, welcome to Pittsburgh. Kind of going right off of that, Sid is locked up, you know, for another 3 years. Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang just got contracts. Brian Rust got a contract. Ricard Raquel got a contract. It's a team that's had success in the past. You've just come from a market with huge expectations. Coming to this group that has done those things in the past, is there any pressure on you kind of coming into this and making sure that they can kind of continue that?
No, I don't think it's, I don't think I see it as pressure. I think it's, you know, it's excitement for me. You know, they've been there, and everybody wants to get back there, which is, you know, what I look forward to most is like you said, that the team is built, with one goal in mind. And, you know, for me to be able to join that and do my part, to help the team win and take, you know, it's exciting for me. I don't see it as pressure. I think, you know, have to, you know, early on in camp and, you know, get acquainted with everybody and find, you know, my role and exactly what everybody expects. But, you know, ultimately it's, for me just to go out and do whatever I can to make that team better.
Last one, Dan Potash.
Hey, Jeff. Now that we have all the hockey stuff out of the way, I wanted to ask you a baseball-related question as it pertains to your father, Dan. Standout pitcher in the big leagues, won a World Series with the Tigers in 1984. Was there ever a temptation to pick up a bat and follow in his footsteps? And what sparked the interest in hockey back in the day?
I mean, I played both up until my junior year of high school, and then it just became too much of a conflict between the two. So I decided, you know, my passion was hockey, the speed of it and, you know, the constant action. So, you know, it was a tough conversation to have. It had been in my mind for a few years prior to that, but, you know, he couldn't be more supportive and, you know, as growing up in California, he knows nothing about hockey, but, you know, he's definitely a very big fan now. And believe it or not, Pittsburgh was always his favorite spot to come see us on the road. I think for years he made the drive over. So he's, I think, even happier about, you know, my landing spot is, you know, for him to be able to come into town quickly and see games and see the city. He's very much looking forward to it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.